Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. This is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to my daily Angel Healing Messages podcast. This is in addition to my show that I have on Saturdays, my one-hour show, where I share the upcoming messages and also a meditation and take your listener calls for free readings. So that's on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And I was guided by the angels to do a daily podcast for now, a short one, and to share messages that would be supportive of you as we are going through these special times. So I was guided to pull a card from the Archangel Power Tarot deck by my friend Radley Valentine. And the card today is Divine Guidance. Perfect. We have Archangel Sandalphon, and it says here, the search for meaning in life. Consider an alternative approach. Surround yourself with wise teachers or friends. So what I like about this card, it means major change is coming. And we can use that for how we can support ourselves, that we would be best to seek people that would help us uplift our vibration at this time, pure and simple. If you hang out with people who are highly emotional, erratic, dramatic, it will probably lower your vibration. You probably won't feel too great. So find people that are peaceful, people who can help you feel more comforted at this time. Here it says also, there's no need to be alone. There are amazing people around you from whom you would gain great strength and support. Seek out those who are like-minded and who share your beliefs and ideas. Make new friends who would benefit from your insights and affection. Take a class on spirituality or join an organization that aims to do good in the world. Archangel Sandalphon can help you find the meaning you're seeking in your life. Be open to other people's ideas and perspectives, but don't be bound by them. If you're taking a very traditional approach to your challenges and things just don't seem to be moving forward, then it might be time to think outside the box. On the other hand, if your attempts to be creative are merely reinventing the wheel, perhaps the old-fashioned way would be better. So other meanings of this card is walking your talk, universities, resistance to change, spiritual seeking, and divine wisdom. Archangel Sandalphon is the angel who watches over the accumulation of metaphysical and spiritual knowledge. If you're seeking to enrich your inner world at this time, he can help you find others who are similarly inclined and also searching. Archangel Sandalphon is known for delivering prayers from earth to heaven. So call upon him to help when you feel your prayers need an extra boost. So what I like about this, you know, our prayers for peace, for our relieving our anxiety and our fear, we can use Archangel Sandalphon and ask him to please take these prayers to our Heavenly Father, higher power, to whoever you connect with at this time. My teacher used to call him he's kind of like the express mail deliverer. So he'll immediately take your prayers up into the heavens. So this is a time where many of us may question life, bring our inquiry to why are things happening the way they're happening, and all the answers are not going to be given to us immediately. It's a great time to go within. And it's a great time to seek mostly online because we're being asked not to go out and be with people a lot. There are some great teachers online that you can connect with, and you'll know. You'll know who resonate with you. And this is a great time to open your heart. I also looked at Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, and she has incredible affirmations in this book. And one that talks about respiratory ailments or influenza and colds and whatnot. The affirmations with it are, I am safe. I love my life. Now, maybe you don't feel that way. Maybe you don't feel that you love your life right now. But if we can take that moment, deep breath, and allow ourselves to feel that I am safe, even if you have to repeat it several times. And I like to surround myself, invite the angels to be around me, because they're there, we just have to invite them in, that at any given moment you have 10 million angels totally around you, much like the feathers in a down comforter. They're all around us, but we just ask them to be with us at this time, especially when we feel that extra fear and anxiety, which oftentimes is late at night, right before we go to sleep. So, or even if you're crossing the street, you maybe feel with a little panic, with anxiety. So it's easy to ask the angels to surround you. And take a deep breath in as you inhale. They just move in around you like a wonderful, wonderful comforter. And allow yourself to feel the safety of being surrounded by this benevolent energy, this beautiful, loving presence. As I always say, the angels are for all people, regardless of your background, your spiritual path, religion. Angels are an extension of who we are. They are pure love. It's inviting that love that already exists into our proximity. Bring it in towards us. So I'm also guided to share that beautiful prayer that they use often in 12-step programs when people come into the rooms for addictions, because some of us, we may have had addictions to substances, but little did we know we were addicted to feeling fearful. We were addicted to drama. We were addicted to worrying. Became part of who we were. And then we started having addictions to substances or doing certain things that numbed us so we wouldn't feel the presence of our energy, of our emotions. And that prayer is, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And you can repeat this prayer several times. The serenity prayer is powerful, and it's even more powerful when you are able to say it in a group, and they also have meetings online if you feel inclined to join a support group. So a little bit of guidance for you today. Just allow the angels to take your fear, much like tossing them a basketball, though this ball is filled with all your worries and concerns and stress, upset and anger. Whatever you feel that you don't want to hold on to, you can just literally toss it over to them and they will catch it and take it up into the heavens where it's transmuted into pure love and light. And then that beautiful energy is just showered back onto you and us, liquid diamond white light. I have more videos on my YouTube channel if you feel inclined on healing meditations, that if you feel supported, you can go there and see that. All right, my friends, have a beautiful, beautiful night, and I'll check in with you tomorrow.